Well, the first thing in doing a historical documentary is you have to begin gathering the materials. And it came quite apparent that we were doing more than a story of a building or an inanimate object. We were doing a story about a building that represented Columbus, and it held many fond memories for people who had shopped there for decades, and they were very loyal to the store. So the first thing we thought we would naturally use was our own broadcast air. So working with our promotion department, we created some on-air spots soliciting people's memorabilia, stories, and photographs of their memories of the downtown store. Expanded that to our website, and we also had it on our radio stations, and then some very nice help from the Columbus Dispatch when they ran an article that we were doing the documentary, giving contact information.
So we were getting phone calls from people who were talking about their memories at the store. They said they had a photograph they thought we might like. We had people call us about items they had purchased at the store or service awards they'd received at the store from working at the store. We also were aided by the Lazarus store. In May, they had an event where they set up sort of an impromptu museum showing photographs and other items from the store's history and invited the public in to view this and sign a guest book. And they also said in the ad that WOSU will be here, they'll set up, and they'll record your memories about the store. So for 2 days, we did that, and we had a really pretty steady stream of people coming in and tell us about their experiences at the store. We worked with some people came in and remembered shopping at the store, and there were also former employees who came in to talk about working at the store.
But at the Effernar Lazarus Company, people who worked there were never called employees. They were always referred to as associates.
Dad was the guy who first, as far as I know, invented the name associates.
From the start, or as long as I can remember, the workers were associates, and they really were associates. They were part of the team.
Associates means they're all on a level. They're not employees. They're the same as management or anybody else. I was an associate the same as anybody else was.
My mother started here in the early 40s. She retired in the early 70s and spent her entire life in one department, Front Street Level Shoes. My sister and I both joined her for not that many years, though. And between the three of us, we had over 70 years in shoe business. So Lazarus is a very big part of our lives.
I started out as an extra, and I worked in every department at Lazarus except for appliances and men's clothing. I sold everything. And eventually the pharmacy got me.
That was Charles Lazarus, Robert Lazarus, and several people who had worked at the Lazarus store. It was interesting to hear shoppers talk about going downtown to Lazarus, but lots of times they talked about doing things other than shopping at Lazarus.
Well, one of the big things about the F&R Lazarus Company was store excitement. Ever since the 1800s, they had been doing things to bring people downtown to come and shop at the store. Now, Christmas was probably one of the largest examples of store excitement and held some of the fondest memories for many of the people we spoke with about how they would line up down the street the first morning after Thanksgiving to see the opening of the Lazarus Christmas window. And that sort of kicked off the Christmas season for Columbus. And another fond memory people had were the many restaurants and eating at a department store.
Well, they were our pride and joy. We had 9 of them in this store over here.
The main thing was that you had so many choices because there were so many restaurants on different floors.
And we used to use the restaurants initially to pull people through the merchandise so that the restaurants, when we first built them, were in the farthest location we could find.
I would walk to Lazarus. I would have lunch every day at Lazarus. Not every day, but at the fountain, and I would have celery dressing and an orange drink, and it was 50 cents. And to me, that was just the ultimate.
That was Charles Lazarus and others talking about the restaurants at the downtown Lazarus store, which is scheduled to close August 14. Thousands of people worked there over the years, and many more people shopped there, and a lot of them say that the downtown Lazarus store is one that they'll always remember fondly.
They told me people stayed forever at Lazarus, and I didn't believe them. 42 years later, I wonder if they weren't telling the truth.